Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 10, Verse 45, Dharma Bhagavata Namcha Bhagavan Enagamite Akshaneshwin Samamnatam Adhyatmaka Maseshata. The principles of religion by which one can actually understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead are called Bhagavata Dharma. In this narration, therefore, which deals with these principles, actual transcendence is properly described. The principles of religion by which one can actually understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead are called Bhagavad Dharma. Purport by His Divine Grace. Through the principles of religion, one can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Brahman, impersonal feature of the Supreme Lord, and Paramatma, the localized aspect of the Lord. When one is well conversant with all these principles, he becomes a devotee and performs Bhagavata Dharma. Prahlad Maharaj, the spiritual master in the line of disciplic succession, advises that the Bhagavata Dharma be instructed to students in the very beginning of their education. Kaumar Acharyat Pragyo Dharman Bhagavata Niha. To understand the science of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the real purpose of education. Sravanam Ketanam Vishnu. One must simply hear about and describe Lord Vishnu and his various incarnations. This narration concerning Prahlad Maharaj and Lord Narasimhadeva therefore has properly described spiritual transcendental subjects. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Talakaya Chisuramritam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mahabhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaya Rati Swapadanta Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavancha Sri Rupam Sagarjatam Saganaragunadanutam Tatsajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parjana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vichakanutam Hey Krishna Karna Sindho Dena Bandho Jagatpate Bhupesh Bhupita Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Taptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamanirti Vancha Kalpataru Vesha Kumpasana Vyavata Patitanam Pavane Vyo Vaishnava Dharam Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Gaura Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare. So human life, it is meant for attempting eternal life. We are all meant to attempt eternal life. Because we all want to live forever. People are sometimes, they are discouraged or they are hopeless or they are frustrated because things are not happening the way they want. If everything happens the way you want, why do you want to die? Why do you want to end your life? And is it possible to end life? Life is eternal. Body is temporary. But somehow we don't know how to dissociate, how to separate ourselves from this body. There is theory and practice. Bhagavata theory, Bhagavata in practice. So, just theory will not do. Just having knowledge about things, that means you should follow the principles of Bhagavad Dharma, the central theme of today's sloka. Human life is meant for understanding the personality of Godhead, and in order to understand, you have to follow the principles of religion. Oftentimes, Prabhupada said, people want something cheap. They want God, but they don't want to pay the price to attain God. Very good. But to attain God, you have to do whatever is needful. It's not that you have an unregulated mind, you have an uncontrolled mind, and you are a lazy person. When you say Bhagavad Dharma, it is the business of the soul. What is the... That means unless you overcome the mind and senses, there is no question of spiritual life. Spiritual life begins once you come to the Brahman platform. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasochati Nakankshati Samasarveshu Bhuteshu Madbhaktim Labhate Param. Madbhaktim Labhate Param. This is Bhagavad Dharma. Not that this is my sister, this is my father, these are my countrymen. This is bodily dharma. Or Kaitava Dharma, cheating. Because this is not, neither this will satisfy you. You maintain good relations with the people, but that doesn't mean that you will be satisfied. Actually, it is not possible to satisfy anybody and everybody. You cannot. Because even you don't understand their needs and their moods, you are not God. Manorade na dhavato bahi. When a person is on mental platform and mind is flickering, how are you going to satisfy a person? The senses are flickering, the mind is flickering. Why they are flickering? Because they did not get something that can captivate them. We are only becoming attracted to things which are accustomed. Just like you like to eat something, but you don't care whether it is good for your spiritual life or not. God used it to, we all have. It is said that all of us have senses. All of our senses demand differently. It's not that we all want food. Morning only, this lady was saying, no, no, I cannot gulp this porridge. I cannot take the java. Because you have a different tongue. So your tongue, it doesn't relish. Like some people like winter. Some people don't like winter. Some people like liquor. Some people, they cannot tolerate the smell. I know some people, they don't eat fruits. Doesn't, they have no attraction. There are people who don't take milk. Like the famous Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj went to Burma one time. You know, in the oriental countries like Japan, Taiwan, China, Hong Kong, people, they eat the most horrible food. Any damn food they will eat, anything. If that has some leaving aside stones and wood, anything, cockroach, lizards, insects, they make fry, insect fry. So, just like lizards eat insects, so that guy has a lizard-like taste. When you keep a katori of halwa, lizards don't come to eat. They go around hunting insects. So strange. So similarly, all of us, in the three modes of material nature, tamogun, rajogun, sattvagun, our senses and mind are agitated by various combinations of sattva, raja, tamogun. So, that's a devotee who has knowledge about these things. He's not surprised. People have very wide range of tastes and interests in life. So all this comes under Prakruta Dharma. Prakruta Dharma is materialistic. Such people, they may practice some kind of devotion, Prakruta Bhakti. Prakruta Bhakti means you don't know God and you don't know how to approach God, but you believe in God and you pray to Him for your sense gratification. God, give me this, God, give me that. It may be very bad for your spiritual life. Like people are, generally people are attracted to labha, puja and pratishta. Labha, puja and pratishta. But the soul cannot be satisfied. You feel still lonely. You still feel insecure. You may be the Prime Minister. You may be a crorepati person. But if you have no relationship with God, externally you may make a show of being happy. But it is hollow inside, empty, because there is no real life, spiritual life. So Bhagavad Dharma means your original business. Beyond the senses and the mind, the soul is there, and soul has relationships, soul has service, soul has joys. The soul, by doing some activities, the soul becomes joyful. When you practice devotion service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Savai Pumsam Paro Dharma Yado Bhaktir Adokshaja Ayetiki Apratyata Yayatma Suprasidati. Yayatma Suprasidati, you will be completely satisfied. So, whatever human beings are doing, without coming to Bhagavad Dharma, it is no different than polished animal life. Deluxe edition of animal life. No. People may not like to hear. People may feel offended. Deluxe version of animal, just like your ordinary book. Ordinary book and deluxe book, what is the difference? It has some special bind, plastic jacket, but material is same. Inside the material is the same. Yeah, we also paperback edition and hardbound edition, deluxe edition. Gopal Krishna Maharaj presented Bhagavad Gita to the President of India, Ramanath Kovind. He painted. And that book costs about 50,000 rupees. So that means, is it not Bhagavad Gita as it is or something else? Because the letters are written in gold and the pages are very special, but the subject is the same. Kṛtarāṣṭra vācha. Dhṛtarāṣṭra vācha. Dharma kṣetre kurukṣetre samaveta yasava mamaka pāṇḍava seva kimakurota sadhya. So Bhagavad Gita, whether it is 50,000 rupees Bhagavad Gita or Gorakhpur Gita Press, they give you Bhagavad Gita, 5 rupees. But the subject matter, the slokas are the same. So our sophisticated life, our so-called aristocratic life, it is nothing but a what is being done among animals, same thing is done, but in a polished way. So, that will not satisfy us. So, here the comment is, the life of Prahlad Maharaj and Narasimha Dev, it shows how one can attain Bhagavat Dharma. Bhagavat Dharma means to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, let us examine our hearts. Whom do we want to satisfy? When you want to practice Bhagavad Dharma, you have to satisfy the Supreme Lord, because you don't know how Supreme Lord is satisfied. So you approach the dear devotees of the Lord, people who are attracted to the Lord. They are attracted to the Lord because they are practicing Bhagavata Dharma. If you are properly practicing Bhagavad Dharma, like yesterday, I was putting this question in the Bhagavad Gita class. How to recognize happy person. How to recognize a happy person? That means one who is not lost, one who is not searching, one is changing the things time and again, time, because he has not found something that can satisfy him. So you will find, you will recognize a happy man when a person is doing the same thing again and again, again and again, again. That is chanting the holy name. If somebody is chanting the holy name, we can understand that he has attained happiness in life. Because that is the soul's original business, Bhagavad Dharma. Once you get it, you may try to mentally try to speculate, analyze why a person is chanting day in and out, because you have not tested it yourself. I told you one time, my sister was saying, how can you chant all your life or all day? Is it not boring? Because in this world, anything you do, time and over again, you get bored. Any activity other than devotional service, like people are playing cricket. Because it is just one day match or a 3 day match, I say all your life you play. In the cold, in the heat, when you are, when you have fever, or when you are having difficulty with financial difficulty, enjoy cricket. What do you enjoy? You will have this kind of entertainment. When your bodily needs are fulfilled, you will enjoy. Entertainment, because you don't know what is the eternal occupation of the soul. So Bhagavad Dharma means eternal function of the soul, eternal occupation of the soul. Now, forgetting ourselves, assuming ourselves to be this body, and as your senses are titillating, you will say, today I will stay here, now you will go to Panipat, now you will go to this, that, do this and that, because we are not satisfied. We are on bodily plane. Here I am not getting proper sense gratification. Here I am not getting proper sense gratification. My parents will pamper me and keep me fully on bodily platform. So I want to be back in my bodily platform. Because neither in the temple, neither we have spiritual life, nor we have complete bodily life. Here you have to do some tapasya, but your hands are not on. So this is called puzzled. I am not getting anything from chanting, and I am also not getting full bodily gratification. So this is called puzzled life. That will be there. That's why we have to be in the association of devotees. We have to be in the association of devotees. Devotees will be sick. Devotees will find many problems. But you see that they are not disturbed. Just go on day after day. People come, they leave, there is money, there is no money. And sometimes you are respected, sometimes you are not respected, you are scandalized. But a devotee who is in touch with the Paramatma, a devotee who is in touch with the Paramatma, he is not looking for anything on a material front, that I have to be respected. Let's say when people come for spiritual life, people experience that pretty often. Krishna specially arranges, irritate. then we come out on a platform. I am fully on the bodily platform. A devotee is very cool. Anything. Any kind of scandal may come. But if you are actually practicing bhakti, these are misunderstandings. Misunderstandings. And people may put some blame on you. But if your heart is not tainted, you don't have any really that kind of bad idea, or you are not indulged in anything contrary to the principles of Bhagavad Dharma, you become very happy. Like whenever Prabhupada was into big challenges, Prabhupada, he made a statement that small timers, they want the opposition to be weak. And then they are comfortable, oh, I can handle that. But if you are a tough man, the tougher is your problem, then the more strong you become. The more strong you become. Because you really want to conquer the material energy. Actually, small devotees get small problems. Big devotees get big problems. Big devotees get big problems because they are able to see. So, just like, you know, governments may mishandle the devotees, ordinary people, my God, I will be arrested, put in the prison, I will be beaten up. So, but a devotee who is in touch with Krishna, he says, if Krishna is arranging with this, so why should I run away? So, that means you have a different realization. So, when we say principles of religion, which is called Bhagavad Dharma. So, what do you mean by Bhagavad Dharma? It says there are four pillars of Dharma. Bhagavad Dharma, what are the four pillars? Austerity, cleanliness, mercifulness, and truthfulness. So, it's not you give a big sermon on Bible or Bhagavad Gita. That is different. It's your vachal. Vachal means your talent. It's not that you can catch Hare Krishna tunes, very many tunes, as somebody sings, you are there right there. That doesn't mean anything. So, because when you say Bhagavad Dharma, there are four pillars of Dharma. Dharma stands the mansion of Dharma. It stands on four pillars. Like our hall has four corners. If that is not there, it will collapse. It's all, nothing is support in the middle. So Bhagavad Dharma means a person who knows these four principles of Dharma and he applies them in his day-to-day life. So a spiritual person, that's why devotees have no difficulty. Public may be fooled. But a devotee cannot be fooled. Because he knows that without practicing the principles of Dharma, how can you be situated in transcendence above the body? So what are they? Truthfulness. Unnecessarily, just for ego reasons, don't lie. In the present day society, the people are egoistic. They want to cover up and make statements. They don't want to admit. But a person who is practicing Bhagavatam is very careful. Only when it serves the Lord, he may lie. Otherwise, in ordinary situation, you should not lie. Why you should lie? Because you want prestige. If I admit, I will lose my prestige. Or if I admit, I will be removed from my post. If I admit, maybe I will be punished. So let me... But you can fool people, but you cannot fool Krishna. And Krishna is the giver of justice. That's why people manipulate in many ways. That may go on for some time, not always, because people are not the source for your justice. Krishna is the witness. Krishna is the person who gives justice. So, devotees, as you are free from false ego, that's why the devotee is simple. In English, in normal life also, if you make one lie to cover it up, you will make 10 more lies. For example, you may say, you know, I attended Mangal Aarti. Actually, you are not come because you are telling somebody who has not attended Mangal Aarti. You say, I have attended Mangal Aarti. You are telling somebody else. Then I come and say, I did not see the Mangal Aarti today. Then you will say, no, you know, I came for a few minutes and I went to bathroom and... Then you will say something else. Other person will say, I also did not see you in the Mangal Aarti. Like that you have to... Then finally, they say, there is a CCTV, you know, just why you argue? No. Then you start praying to Krishna, please Krishna, see that there was no CCTV recording at all today. Let there be power off. All things will go on. And if you say, I could not get up in the morning. Say, when you don't get up in the morning, because you could not wake up, you can honestly say, I don't know, Krishna did not help me to get up in the morning. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the alarm goes off, but you don't hear it. Then the ghanta goes off, devotees, and still you sleep. Maybe you are not sincere, so Krishna did not wake you up. If you are sincere, suppose while going to the bed, my dear Krishna, please, please, I want to attend Mangal Aarti. Please help me. And I am not in the mode of goodness. I want to be in the mode of goodness. Please help me. When you pray to Krishna sincerely, then Krishna will help. If you are not sincere, and when you are not in the mode of goodness, how can you get up in the morning? So, this is one example, like truthfulness. Like, you like to eat something. But after eating two, three, you want to eat because everybody says, no, I don't want. But inside, I like this. If people are watching, you have taken three cups of ice cream, fourth cup, you want to eat, but because you are a devotee, and then he said, no, I'm full. Which is not actually a fact. You are interested to eat. So this is called unnecessary lies. The ice cream is available and you still want to eat, so eat. It's available, you know. He's asking, please take. So, but if you are in the room alone, that will go on, which is not right. No? This, no, there is nothing to shy. If you can digest and if it is available and you like to eat, then honestly you take it. Or you at least say, I want to eat, but it is not good for me to eat, so I don't want to eat. So this is called, in Kali Yuga, for every silly thing we lie. For every silly thing. Like, you know, you people blame each other. And you say you love. If you love, actually Krishna will not give you that language to blame others. If you love somebody, immediately your language will change. I know. We have also gone through. I want to make friendship with this guy, no matter what. Immediately he misses something. You just want to ignore the whole thing. And want to, yeah, it's okay. Like that, no? Because Krishna exactly gives the intelligence what you want. So you may say, because you want to put the other person down, I am right, she is wrong. So you still say, I want to make friendship. So you may fool each other, but you cannot fool a senior Vaishnava, because he has gone through all these stages. He has seen how people deal. All right. This is theirs. So let them take their time. So truthfulness, generally, because Vaishnavas are very kind. They become very happy when you admit they are not the people who will hit on your weakness. When a person openly admits, immediately any Vaishnava says, don't mind, never mind, don't do it again, finish, gone. But because you don't feel to be in that position to admit your fault, so you mess up the whole thing. But seniors will always know. So this is called truthfulness. And then second principle is cleanliness. Cleanliness. Always outside cleanliness, inside cleanliness. You cannot say, I am a devotee, and you dump your room, and you keep yourself shabby. You know, I am chanting my rounds, I did not have time to... No, you will not say like that. Prabhupada said, who will tolerate unclean surroundings? A person in the mode of ignorance. If your mind is in the mode of goodness, you become restless if something is unclean. Until you clean it up, you don't feel good. Your attention constantly goes there because you are in the mode of goodness. Let me clean it up and then nicely, peacefully sit down. So I keep telling Krishnadas here, today or tomorrow you have to clean it. Why don't you clean it and then nicely sit down? See it for 15 days. You have to do it anyway. Yeah? So let's just do it. That's why Prabhupada's dictum is, when there is service, you do the service and chant. It's not bad. It's not that you could not complete your rounds in the morning only. Sometimes if the occasion demands, so all hands are going on, so Prabhuji morning at 7 o'clock I will see. But they are biting you, and they are climbing on Prabhupada. What is this? In any case, that means the offenses are going on, and then you have to clean it. Why don't you just clean it, clean the place and sit down? So Prabhupada is not disturbed and you are also not disturbed and you chant. Let's say, it's clearly said in Prabhupada, whenever there is service, just finish it and then sit down to chant. You are doing service in the early morning is no excuse for you not complete your rounds before the end of the day. Maybe let's say that way. That's why we said don't accumulate dirt. As you remove it day after day, there is not much time-taking cleanliness business. We are doing it daily, so only it's a small job. Do it and then sit down. So this is the way. Although in Hindi mein bolte kal ka kaam bolo. आज करो, आज का काम अब करो, अब फिर बैठ जाओ, काम तो खत्म हो गया, बैठो आराम से। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। गंगराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की, श्री प्रभुपाद की।